This is Brian.
This is Casper.
Yo, this is ED.
This is Darius Lewis.
This is Troy Hill. And you're listening to the Knights at the Sound Table.
Strip club voice and shit.
I'm letting them know that they're listening to the Knights.
Knights
at the Sound Table.
We sitting at the table, son.
Yeah. I might also add in that Brian's the only person got a Tinder profile pic and stuff on his thing here.
You're dying, man.
How's we gonna get through a podcast, man? Cause we be dying.
Yeah, was that Ric Flair in the background?
Yeah. We going in the realms that I'm not familiar with. You 50 years old with some skinny jeans and shit.
I'm not physically designed to wear skinny jeans.
Yeah.
I would need to have like skinny jeans like a kangaroo pouch down there. Because I couldn't wear them any other kind of way. Welcome back to the Knights at the Sound Table. This is a very special segment because we got two shows intertwined right now. Two of the co-hosts from the Knights at the Sound Table and the host from A New Lisa on Life. So let's go ahead and welcome Darius Lewis and Lisa. How are you guys doing this evening?
Doing absolutely wonderful.
Same, same, same.
Well, I'm glad you guys are so... Your level of positivity and stuff just warms my soul.
It has to.
If I had one. But
I was about to say.
If I had one. No, my soul is down on 34th and 123rd on the corner. You know, 123rd and 45th Crescent Street down there in the corner. That's where my soul is at. But anyways, what I want to say, throw anything else on that, Lisa?
I don't know where that is.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Okay. It's down there. It's across the street from Weltech U.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Right around from Weltech.
No, you didn't get into Weltech.
I was denied admittance.
Yeah.
But they kept your application money, though, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. They keep calling me, too. I'm like, wow.
You're damn right we did, motherfucker. It's simple math.
Oh,
Lord. I'm never gonna live that down. Never ever.
Oh shit!
And but, the funny part to me is now, like, whoever I comment to, somehow it can be totally serious, and then three comments down, it's like something reverts back to Weltech every time. Like even magic. What is what was that movie? Even A Beautiful Mind. Brian today was like, yeah. So he said something about Weltech. I was like, oh Lord.
Well,
here we go.
I mean, well, they're one of the best institutions out there. You know, mm-hmm. I currently have 7 certificates from Weltech, and it's changed my life.
It's funny because I have a real life MBA, and not one time did Weltech come up in that whole discussion. The Weltech guys even asked for my credentials. How rude is that?
Well, because did he tell you to sit down so he could tell you what was going on?
He did not tell me to sit down because then okay. It would have been even an even worse situation.
Okay.
Because
he likes to do this thing sometimes. He'd be like, sit your ass down so I can tell you about our program.
Well, you know what?
And then when you sit down, now stand your ass back up so I can tell you the rest. You know, you know, that Weltech guy is, you know, he's interesting. But,
special.
But anyways, we're going to talk about, because we're all in our 40s. And kind of just talk about how it's different, you know, if you're single or whatever, or just if you are in a relationship, how difficult it can be. Now, when we say relationship, we're not talking about a relationship from like, you know, from like something that you started when you were in your 20s. We're talking about, you know, went through some stuff and now you're single. You know, that's what we kind of mean about it. So let's go ahead and kick the ball over to Darius first. And hear your thoughts on how it can be challenging and the difficulties.
You know, it can be challenging in a lot of ways. one, because most people at this, you know, at that age, they're usually established in their careers, kind of where they're going to be living and stuff like that. And, you know, the family, you know, if you have children, you have to think about that factor. You know, just a lot of stuff that you have to consider, because the other person might not be into the same things that you're into, or just have a different lifestyle. You know, it's just, it can be difficult, man. It really can. So,
yeah, I mean, you can go through divorce. You could be stuck with child support for 10 billion years, you know, not make as much as you're supposed to be making, you know, and you don't want to just like sit at home, you know, but shit. Sometimes you just sit there and think the best thing is just to sit at home, you know. What's your thoughts on that, Lisa?
Yeah, it's, I mean, my life is obviously a lot less complicated than some, but it's interesting to me. I think, Troy, you and I had this conversation a couple of weeks ago where, so the flip side of it is for me, so I'm not married and I don't have kids. But my, you know, my family lives around here, and, I've been in the Dallas area for, I guess, yeah, so almost 17 years, actually 17 years today, as a matter of fact.
Jesus.
Anyway, maybe.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. 17 years.
Hold on. We got to give you a slow clap for that.
Right.
Yes. Hold on a second.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, we're off beat. We got to start speeding up now. Speeding up now. Yeah! Woo!
But it's crazy because what Troy and I were talking about is I get this question, you know, when you meet people and you start the, you know, it's almost like the WellTech questionnaire. You know, it's like, where are you from? How old are you? And then you eventually get to that. Well, are you married? And I say no. And then they say, do you have kids? And I say no. And there are a lot of guys out there that see that as a red flag. And I was talking to Troy about it the other day. I was like, when did that become a thing? Like, why would that, you know, because I wanted his opinion. I'm like, If you met somebody and they said they didn't have, that, you know, they weren't married and didn't have any kids, like, would that be a red flag for you? And Troy was like, no, like it would just mean there were less, you know, less things that would be, you know, having to be considered when making plans, or, you know, if you were
right
going to go out. But I'm not even lying. Like, one guy literally said to me that I met, this was several months ago, he was like, well, what's wrong with you? I'm like, wait, so because I don't have like multiple baby daddies and multiple ex-husbands, suddenly now there's something wrong with me?
Yeah.
And I was like, but he wasn't the only one. Like, I've heard that multiple times. And I was like, what in the world? Like, where have things gone so wrong that me not having obligations is a bad thing? And so,
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So it's, you know, but it's the same. Like, I mean,
well, it's no different. It's no different than the guy that's been divorced or whatever, and a woman think about, well, what the fuck did that guy do? You know, because they watch Lifetime movie channel every damn week and shit. You know, you already know the guy's always fucking up on there.
Well, but I think as, you know, we have to, and you and I have also talked about this on the side too, is you have to be really careful not to categorize everybody of all females.
Well,
because
true.
Of some bad experiences, you know, and same for me. Like,
I haven't had any bad experiences.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you.
Ever.
That's good to hear.
I haven't.
It's an update for you know. That's breaking news. That should be way ahead of the coronavirus on CNN.
Screw the coronavirus news. We got a news update. Every relationship Troy's been in, it's always been flying and streaming colors. Back
always, it always ended amicably.
Yes. Get 10 with the rest of the story.
But, you know, you brought up a really good point, Lisa, because everybody should look at, you know, each individual, you know, completely different. And you don't base it off of previous experiences. You don't base, you know, a new relationship or somebody that you meet off of old stuff that happened to you. I mean, it's a new day, it's a new age, new person. You got to get to know that person. And I think that's absolutely crazy that guys would say that, like, you know, if you don't have any kids, like, I just don't, it baffles me. I don't understand that. Like,
well, yeah. And I think looking back on it for me, it's like, okay, like, and Troy, you know, Troy, for those of y'all that don't know, Troy and I happen to live in the same, you know, we live not in the same city, but we're in the same metroplex. And so,
yeah, about 15 minutes apart or so.
Right. So we have like the same friend circle, but it's one of those things where in the past, you know, I I'll talk a lot about this on my podcast about I was super insecure. And so things like that really started to wear on me. And I was like, well, maybe there is something wrong with me. And now I'm like, child, bye, like, just go. Cause like, if that's an issue for you, I mean, I'm 46, so I'm not going to pop out a kid to make you think I have less things wrong with me.
Right.
So, you know, yeah. like if I want to, you know, prime example, I'm going to Mexico the first week of June. If I want to pick up and go to Mexico, I can do that. And if there, you know, like that's the thing. And it's just, it is frustrating. But like when you were talking about that, Darius, about going into a new relationship and not using or not bringing your baggage from the other one, the older I get, the easier that gets. But it's hard, especially if I've, you know, like in the times where I was hurt really bad, or you know, like if I got cheated on or whatever, the next one right after that was always like, okay, he's not here, he's probably cheating on me. And
he said something a certain way, and you'd be like, oh, I've heard that before. You know, right. Because I've been in that situation too. I mean,
oh yeah,
I was cheated on ex-wife or whatever, and a lot of stuff that she does and says, you know, it like it's where I kind of get like that, you know, it's kind of like I get that little like red flag getting ready to go. I was like the little referee and stuff, getting ready to throw that flag out and stuff in my brain, you know. But you gotta tap the brakes on that. I mean, and I know I'm guilty of it. I mean, my past can consume me actually quite a bit, you know, in some instances and stuff. And it's something I gotta get better on.
I think there's a fine line between you. I think you have to keep your past experiences kind of not at the forefront, but keep them in the back of your mind as to not repeat mistakes. But at the same time, the fine line between, okay, I'm using that knowledge that I gained from the bad mistakes I made in the past to not repeat those, but at the same time, not hold that against the new person.
Right, right.
Yes.
And that's sometimes what I struggle with, is the balance between that, from using it as a tool and using it as a weapon.
Well, wow. True. You know, it's like you okay, date a...
philosophical, right?
Well, it's like you date like a few, you know, you date like a few guys, or I date a few women or whatever, and they all ended up horrible and treating you like crap. You know, and then subconsciously, when you do have somebody that comes up and treats you like the right way, it's like you start thinking like, oh, this must be some type of scam or some shit. You know what I mean? It's like a whole bunch of different parts of it, you know, that could actually maybe mess up a good thing, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's true. You know, it's like you're almost sabotaging yourself with thoughts and stuff like that a lot of the time.
Yeah. You know, and people do that. I mean, hell, I do that, you know, in situations just from like the workplace or whatever, you know, and it's hard to break, you know, but it comes back down to this, that you're just saying like, F it and just like, go for it, you know, because this person's done X, Y, Z, you know, they might not have done this exactly the way you want it, but you can see that they're working on it and there's progress or whatever. You know, and it just comes back down to like communication or whatever, you know.
And communication is key. I mean, the more that you can talk about things, the better. You're able to open up to each other. You're able to realize, you know, like where certain issues like might be hurting one person, but if they don't open up about it, you don't know. So when you do talk about it, you're able to possibly work through it, you know, make your relationship stronger and stuff.
Exactly.
Well, and I think it is true, and it is critical that guys and girls do process information differently. And yes. So I think I'm a little more in tune because I don't have a lot of girlfriends because I'm not here for drama and all that kind of stuff. So most of my close friends, I have a couple, you know, I have a few, like just a handful of really close girlfriends, but most of my friends that I hang out with are guys. And so I think because of that, when I get in a relationship, I'm a little bit more aware of, okay, you know, and it goes back. I mean, I know Troy hates Steve Harvey, but it does literally go back to that
that suit to wear motherfucker, non king of comedy asshole, coattail riding,
sitting on buckets of cash. Call him what you want. He is sitting on buckets of cash. So.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he
but
is.
I mean, it's
yeah.
like, you know, men will compartmentalize it, and when something's over, it's over. Women don't have that. We don't possess that skill. When it's never truly over. I mean, we will store away, and it may appear to be over. And it probably will come back up again.
It'll pop right back up. That aspect of it sucks.
But and also, I mean, piggybacking off of y'all's like social media stuff, like you hear people talking about the cancel culture all the time. I think it's a lot easier. It's harder to find someone nowadays that's willing to get in the mud and fight. I don't mean fight physically, but like fight it out, work through the problems, get over yourself, and we're in this together. Right. At the end of the day, it's, you know, it may be one of those things where we're out in public, like if we're here and we've had a, you know, argument about whatever, we go out in public, we're a team, and we're going to be a team as long as to everyone outside of these walls. We may fight right when we walk back in this door, but ultimately at the end of the day, we're one, you know, we're a unit. And I think we're not away from that.
And I think, well, I mean, I know that's all I ever really wanted, you know, in my life, but you know, to me, it's funny because, you know, once upon a time when I was married, you know, I was established, you know, had A+ credit. I was the homeowner. I was all these things. But at the same time, I wasn't as attentive. I might not have been as loving as I should have been. I might not have been supportive as I probably should have been. So then you go 20 years after, you know, child support and all that other type of stuff. You kind of like, you have to pay the child support, so you're not making as much as you normally do. You know, and then you got like an ex-wife that's like going to sit there and try and kill you any damn time she gets a damn chance, you know. And so then you've morphed over to the side of being the loving, supporting individual, but you don't have as much, you're not as quite as established as you once were, you know. And then it's like you weren't good enough in that facet, and then you're not good enough in the second facet. It's like you just flip-flop like a few things, you know.
But not good enough for who?
I'm not saying, I don't really mean good enough per se. You said it twice. Well, no, I'm just trying to, three times if you include the last time I said it. But I'm just saying, this is like the time, like in my life, you know, it's just like I was two different people. So two different people in two different situations still lost on their relationship at the end of the day. See what I'm saying?
Nope.
Oh, damn. Darius, do you understand what I'm saying?
Don't laugh. I know y'all have known each other way longer than I've known anybody on this conversation.
I let him put his crusty ass damn Cheeto lips on my damn Coca-Cola at the boys club, like, you know, like 1989 or some shit, 1988, 1987, whatever it was.
Oh, that was way before that. Jeez.
Yeah, probably was, but still, you know. But I mean, I'm just saying, just same person, two different versions of that person, both still fail in said relationships.
You know, but a relationship is more than one person, so you can't necessarily say that you failed, or you know, like it was your fault. I mean, that's the part where a lot of people I mean, yeah, there could be some situations where it could be your fault for certain actions or something like that. But at the same time, it's a relationship. It's like what Lisa was saying. It's like you have to stick with each other through the thick and thin. You have to ride or die. You can't just, you know, oh, I got some issues. I'm out, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's true.
It's like you have to realize, you know, that we're in this together and we gotta fight through all the bullshit and the negativity and stuff like that. And you can do it. If you really try, you really can.
But there's, you know? But there's new factors in there though, because you do have the social media element, and you still got people with their shitty ass friends that don't really want them to be happy, but they act like they want them to be happy, but they don't.
That just right. That's true. But at the same time, it's still based off the individual.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to believe half of that bullshit that's put on social media or people chirping in your ear or anything like that.
Yeah.
They act on their own actions.
That's true.
You know, and that's where a lot of people just have to realize you have to love yourself first. You can't just go into anything, you know, like not loving yourself, because you're not going to love the next person.
Yeah, exactly. Because what you, and I can tell this from experience, that is like, it's like when you start getting to the point where all you want is validation from that one individual, you're kind of screwing yourself over, you know. Because then you stop validating yourself and you're just looking for that one individual to say, oh, you're doing a good job, or I'm proud of you, or whatever, or, you know, or I love you, or you're so great, or whatever the case may be, you know. And also that becomes like something, it almost becomes like a drug or something that you need or whatever, you know. So like with me, I mean, I have some issues and stuff. I've talked about on the show openly, you know, but I mean, me personally, I have to love myself at a certain level before I could get probably ever back to another situation again, you know, because I mean, I got a big heart. I mean, I could love the shit out of somebody and stuff, but love the shit out of somebody more so than I actually love myself. Yeah, that's probably part of my damn problem, you know. But
well, and I think it goes to, if you're putting the level of your happiness in someone else's hands, and then that person leaves, does that automatic? I mean, then you don't, I mean, you don't have a way to find happiness if that element leaves.
Yeah.
So that's where it goes back to, you've got to love yourself. You've got to choose, I'm going to be happy. And that's not to say you're not going to have moments during the day where you're like, this sucks, or whatever it is. Like,
right.
You're not going to get frustrated at work, or you're not going to get frustrated in traffic, or in mine and Troy's case, well, yours too, because your team is terrible too, but in football season, if you're going to be pissed off because of, you know, whatever's going on, just because every morning when I wake up, the minute my eyes open, I'm like, you know what, God, thank you for waking me up to do whatever it is that I'm supposed to do today. And right. I choose every day that I'm going to start with, like, happiness. And that part of that is, like, looking at, I call it the hey girl hey, like on my other podcast, and then even in my you know, the meetings that I go to on Saturdays, I talk about, sometimes you just got to walk by the mirror and go, hey girl hey, like, I know I'm the shit, and I don't care what anybody else thinks, and I'm not for everybody, and that's okay.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right about that. And
yeah,
like what you said about starting your day off, I do the same thing. And I think a lot of people, you know, that know me, and especially like when you see my post on Facebook, that's when I wake up, my first thing is I pray to God. I'm thankful to be alive and I'm happy, you know, and then all of a sudden I'll start reading different quotes and stuff like that inspire me or something. And it helps, you know, and I stay in a positive mindset. I'm like, you know what, man, it could be so much worse. So what am I really bitching about?
Yeah, you know, that's true. And I can say that I'm not 100% there yet. You know, I mean, I'm just not, you know, well,
right. And I'm not myself either. But at the same time, like, you have a lot to offer. And it's like what Lisa said, like, you have to sometimes, you know, like she said, hey, girl, hey, well, you got to do the same thing. You'd be like, oh, look at me. Shit. Look at this dude. You know?
Yeah.
Look, you know, I mean, you have to feel good about yourself. You know, you have to realize all the things that you can offer somebody, and that right person will come along. you can't base everything off of like what, you know, this other person, what they think is the right thing for you, or how you should have acted, or whatever this or that. That maybe it's just them being influenced by, like we were saying, social media or people chirping in their ear or just Lifetime movies or anything. They're not happy with themselves.
Yeah, and those people that are chirping and stuff, some of those people need to, just from like past experience, you know, in my life to over a 20-year span, these people are always chirping and stuff. At the end of the day and stuff, it seems like they're the ones that are always like by themselves.
Yeah, but it's not the chirpers that are causing problems in your relationship. It's the person in your relationship that's listening to the chirpers.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why.
And
if I say it like that, individual
other co-host, it'll be chirp. I can't do it right because I don't have the hard R like y'all from the Midwest.
I mean, the way I look at it, though, you know, if somebody asked, if someone asked me, like, some something,
he's a pirate. That's what I say every time. He's a pirate.
I mean, I'm the type of, you know, dude or whatever. If somebody asked me, like, someone came up to me, Lisa, and said, well, Lisa said this and she said that, I'll be like, well, look, you know, I'm gonna be like, this is how she is, and I can tell you that she cares about you or whatever and stuff, so you guys need to figure it out. You know, the same, well, like Darius and stuff, you know, I don't, but that's just me. I'm not gonna throw no ill will on some damn buddy and stuff.
Well, first of all, let me go ahead and be clear. If I'm in a relationship and whoever I'm with is coming to you to talk shit about me, there's already a problem because you didn't come to me first.
Right.
I'm telling you that I haven't had a chance to come to you yet because they just came up to me.
First of all, I'm not saying you settle your jets. I'm saying...
Sit your ass down for a second. I can tell you about some more possibilities that will take USA.
Listen, I'm going to tell you two things.
Now stand up.
My hair is already up and my earrings are already out. So this will be quick. If we need to go there, we can go there. But no, for real, like if my significant other, you know, because obviously, you know, if I'm in a relationship, you know, like I said, Troy and I have the same friend circle, so you're going to be around.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it like in a complaint type of manner. Well, you know,
You just said that. Then you would say, well, I don't know what's going on, but y'all need to work it out. But well, that's a complaint.
But you're taking it to it could be like, shit, man, Lisa likes French fries and I like tater tots. What the fuck, Troy? I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about like something that's like relationship.
No, I don't care. I'm still, if that person's not grown-ass man enough to come to me and say, you know what, Lisa, you really like French fries and I really like tater tots, I'd be like, well, let me tell you something, pumpkin. I have a little cute air fryer in there. We can make both of them. Settle down. Like, that's where I would be. You know, like, I need my significant other. That's what we talked about earlier, about being okay to get in the mud and to fight it out or whatever. I mean, I get it. French fries and tater tots is you know, in the grand scheme of things, is nothing. But you got to be able to come to me first.
Yes.
Because this is our house. Like, and that, talking about that.
And
that
rarely fucking happens.
But that goes back to the communication that we were talking about. Like, I see, this is my honest opinion. I've went through some shit, definitely, you know, and I'll be the first to admit it. And I've grown from every single experience and stuff. And I realize now, like, how important communication is, because there was a lot of times where I would just sit back and I'd be like, you know, I ain't saying shit. You ain't saying nothing to me. Fuck that. You know, and you're holding on to grudges and stuff. But at the same time, like, if I would have just maybe talked about it, it wouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah.
So it's like, I learned definitely in life that communication is so important. And that's just not even so much your relationship, with your significant other or anything like that, but just everyone in general.
Right.
I think the more people talk, the better things would be. But it's like, you look at like now, like my kids, like instead of like them actually talking to me sometimes, they text me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I was just there, you know, like, I'll be leaving for work or something like that. And I'm like, why didn't you ask me while I was right there?
Instead of
waiting to text me or something, you know, or,
yeah, it's like I don't even know what Caleb's voice sounds like anymore. So all he does is want to fucking text. He'll text me all damn day. I'll try and call him and stuff. Oh, Dad, I'm in a running here and stuff. I'll text you in a minute. I'm like, but I just wanted to just talk to you, son.
Right. Or like you'll see like where, you know, they'll be in the next room, and instead of like coming down and just talking to you, they text you.
Yeah.
And I mean, and that's just like, I don't know if that's just the way of the world now and stuff like that. And I think that goes into a lot with the relationships. Like people just, they would rather text than talk.
Yeah, especially in relationship issues. I mean, I will say that is some fucking chicken shit. If you got an issue and all you can sit up there and do is like send like a long ass paragraph and not talk to the person, I am sorry. That is just straight up fucking chicken shit.
Yeah.
P.S. I didn't know. I heard the All in the Family song, but I didn't know. I thought it was Troy, and he somehow, I was like, wow, he really is a good audio editor. He laid his own track over his own voice, and he told me yesterday, he goes, yeah, no, that was Darius. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, we got tons of voices.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah,
this is Clint, this is Kermit the Frog here.
Oh, wow. Wow. That really did sound like Kermit.
We got a lot of them.
And hey, Bert, this is Ernie. Rubber ducky, you're the one to make bath time so much fun.
Y'all picked my two favorites when I was a kid, Sesame Street and the Muppets.
Oh, we cold as fuck.
Yeah, we haven't even unleashed half the
I can't imagine. Wow.
It is. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I get it. And I think where text messages are basically the devil in relationships, because you can't interpret tone.
No, you can't tell tone.
Thank you for saying that, because that is the truth.
Because I could be like even when, you know, Troy and I fight like brothers and sisters, and like we can be going back and forth through text messages, and I'll be like, hold up. 2 seconds later, he'll call me. He'll be like, Lisa, that is not what I meant. Here, blah, blah, blah. We talk it out. It's fine. Like, gloves off, you know. And, but it is different because we are like a brother and a sister. So, you know, but like, even with, you know, even just like you said, it doesn't have to be like, I mean, like, that's a friendship. Even with friendships, you know, with one of my best friends here that Troy's met, like, I'll do the same thing with her. Like if she's saying something that I feel like got out of line, like I'll pick up the phone and be like, what was that? And she'll be like, no, that's not what I meant. And that's where the text messaging is, you know, I feel like it literally is the devil in relationships.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just like looking for like a little more clarity, because I mean, well, since you are a woman, and we'll ask Darius and stuff.
Since you are a man.
And since you're a man, Darius, we'll go ahead and ask you. So let's ask Darius first.
That's right. I'm a damn man.
Oh, no.
He's a complicated man. Anyway.
I'm a boy, Damon.
So what are...
Our...
what key things would you look for in key variables for you in a relationship? What are those key things that you would look for, that, and what are the things that are not as important? So we do five things that are important and five things that are not as important, or say, okay, just say what's important and what's not as important.
I'm gonna say I'm going to say that probably the most important thing to me, and this is just how I am as a person, is honesty.
Yes, that's a nice variable.
You know, like I can deal with a lot of shit. Just don't lie to me. You know, that's my biggest thing is, you know, and I'm open with people all the time. I'll tell you exactly how I feel or whatever. You know, I don't sugarcoat shit. I give it to you just how it is. But, you know, like, just don't lie to me because that hurts me more. And that's something that I preach to my kids. I'm like, you know what? It hurts me more for you to lie to me about something stupid than just tell me the truth. I deal with it so much better. So for me, the biggest thing is honesty. As far as something that isn't really that big of an issue, shit, I let a lot of shit slide. So I really don't know. I mean, you know, I don't really, you know, I don't know. I let a lot of shit go, so it ain't, I can't really answer that, I guess.
Well, let me go ahead and, so I'm spinning in my chair, and I'm slowly looking at Lisa.
I mean, I think for me, as I've gotten older, it's more about your character than about, you know, it's more about the contents of the book than the cover of the book.
Yes.
And so for me, it's hard to explain because it's more of a vibe. Of course, honesty is a big one, but like, how do you treat people, other people, but not just me? Like if we, you know, if I meet somebody and, you know, we start dating, how do you treat, the clerk at the convenience store or, you know, just how you can tell a lot about a person by how they treat others.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true. And that's a big one.
Being kind, and whether it's to the, whatever, you can just tell a lot about a person. And, you know, my thing now is same, just don't lie to me. Give me the respect enough to say, like, I'm a grown ass woman. Like, if you don't want to be in this anymore, I can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, you know, if it goes to that point where I have to find out things because of my superpower FBI skills, it's going to be a situation, and I'm going to turn to that ugly side that, you know, but it's more about character for me. And, you know, like the guy was talking about, there's a story I'll have to tell sometime. And all you need to know is in my inner circle of friends, everybody knows the story of the big necklace. And sometime on a different show, I'll tell you the story of the big necklace because it is really funny. But
what is it, like a Mr. T chain or some shit?
But what? And I mean, the thing about it is,
eat my cereal.
You know,
prediction.
Not,
pain.
I'm just hey, not that girl. Choice.
Hey, woman. Hey, woman. You want to be with a real man? Why don't you come down to my apartment later?
No, basically that's y'all should have seen the. And this, it's a story, but yeah, it was. I just call it the big necklace because there's no other way to. But it was one of those things where I was like, every single one of my friends was like, that is not any one human being. You've never dated anyone like that. And I'm like, he's real nice and he treats me pretty well. Now that was before I found out he wasn't going to try to make any time when he was on vacation. But, you know, so it's just about, I want to know you. I don't care. You know, when I say this, I used to say it when I was younger and I would mean it in the negative way. Like, I don't need a man, blah, 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 you know, but now it's like, I don't need you in the sense that I'm not looking for a sugar daddy. I don't need you materialistically. I want you as a partner. You know what I mean? Like when I say I don't need you from I don't need you to take care of me financially. And that's a hard thing to, you know, like I want you in my life, but I'm not using you for what you may or may not have. And, you know, financial status doesn't matter to me. education, what kind of car you drive, what kind of house you live in. It doesn't matter to me if you're a genuinely good person.
Right.
And that's just
right.
At the end of the day, if you're a good person, we'll figure out the rest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Am I supposed to answer things that, because I'm kind of like on the same page with you guys on certain things.
Well, now I'm twirling my chair around, and so is Darius. Now you're on the spot.
I'm always on the spot. Turn it up.
I did. I think I backed it out because I thought it might be. If y'all don't follow Plies on Instagram, you have to go do it because that is one of the funniest follows I've ever done. Oh, my Lord. And today he was talking about.
Wait a second. Even funnier than us?
Plies? Yeah, Plies is hilarious.
I don't even know who that is.
He's the rapper Plies?
I know this guy named Plies, but he spells it different.
No, it's Plies. P-L-I-E-S.
Oh,
you're making fun of my accent. Is that what you're
saying?
Oh, you're
talking about Plies.
Oh, y'all are both making fun of my accent now.
I thought she said please.
No, I said Plies. I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up already. And here I was making fun of Lee's. I told Troy, every time Lee says the hard R sound, I feel like he's a pirate. He says power. Like, oh my God. Like, if I get on there with all of them from the Midwest, it's going to be like two totally different languages. No, Plies. P-L-I-E-S.
Yeah, oh, Plies.
Yes. Yeah, she said please.
No, I didn't say please.
No, she said Plies. She said Plies.
Yeah, Plies.
Whatever.
The H is silent. That's what she said.
So I got baited and switched, I'm guessing. Let's tell her we're going to talk about something intelligent. We're just going to make fun of her accent.
No. No. We didn't even have a topic. No. We kind of stumbled into one. No, yeah. We're back. Very special episode of Nights at Soundtable. We have Darius Lewis. We also have Lisa with us as well. So we're kind of like smashing a new Lisa on life and a Nights at Soundtable all into one for one special episode that I'm sure we'll do again. But I guess where we left off was that, what are my non-negotiables? If you have wandering eyes. That's one big thing. Because I've already dealt with that shit before. That was the ex-wife. That shit pisses me off.
Okay, I have a question. I raised my hand.
Yes, go ahead.
So, like, because I'm pretty confident. Like, if I'm, you know, when I'm with somebody else, I don't have an issue. Like, if we're out or whatever, and the guy that I'm with sees a girl that's good looking, and he's like, wow, she's really good looking, that doesn't bother me at all.
Well, I will explain more in depth. I used to be similar to that too, until my ex-wife cheated with her wandering ass eyes. So no, I don't like the shit no more.
Okay,
but anyway,
fair.
So
hashtag understood.
So that's the reason why. Let's see. I mean, there's like other things too. I'm not into the. I mean, I'm older, but I don't necessarily look as old as what my age actually is, but. At my age, I don't want that woman who needs to be in the bar all the damn time and shit either. I mean, I like the quiet evenings listening to music, you know.
Did you just put on a mask?
No.
Okay, because your voice got muted for a second. I thought maybe you were putting on a mask or something to not catch the corona.
Yeah. My luck, I probably already got it.
I saw a meme the other day. This is totally awesome. Well, it's about the corona. It said, I didn't survive Everclear in the 90s to die from a beer virus in 2020. I think we're all at the same age bracket, so we can move to the Everclear in the 90s.
Oh yeah, yep.
I mean, I do like a person that tries to take care of themselves. Where that means like dress up a little snazzy. I kind of like that sort of thing. Non-negotiables is which part am I on now? Oh, now am I going to non-negotiables?
You just do whatever you want to, Pumpkin.
Well, I don't like liars.
Fair.
If I even get a hint of a damn lie, I'm done because I'm just sick of shit. I'm not really into keeping up with the Joneses because the way I look at it is our house, when I say our house, I'm talking about us as like a couple, as like one unit together, our home, our bubble, whatever the hell you want to call it. I'm more concerned about that. I don't really need to entertain anybody else in their opinions and shit, because I really don't care. Because I'm grown enough to realize that some of your closest friends actually really want you to fail, so they can sit back and talk about your ass, amongst other friends that that don't like you any damn ways. So I'm definitely not gonna, I don't get into that damn shit. I just don't. I've talked on the show several times, like even my grandfather. My grandfather was a very, very wealthy man, in Southwood, Illinois, and he got robbed basically from the state of Illinois after he got sick and went to the home. But you would never know he had any damn money at all until Sunday. You might think he might have a little bit of cash. Right. I don't need to show. I mean, hell, one day I could be a millionaire and nobody would ever fucking know, because I just don't fucking care about that goddamn shit.
If I win the lottery, I'm walking in, letting you're in the Ric Flair outfit. I guarantee it.
Well, yeah, I am going to do that. I mean, I'm still going to,
No, I'm walking everywhere in the Ric Flair outfit. I'm not talking about just my job. I'm going to Target. I'm going to Sonic. I'm going to, and in the words of my Midwest friends from the Knights at the Sound Table, Walmart.
Straight up.
I'm going everywhere in the feather boa robe.
I'm going with the blonde wig, the red robe, the red wrestling boots, and just the fucking wrestling trunks and shit. I wouldn't even wear anything else until they fired me, and then I could collect unemployment.
Yeah, don't forget your kangaroo pouch.
Oh, my kangaroo pouch? Mm-hmm. Shit, at that point, fuck a kangaroo pouch. I ain't even going to care. I'm a millionaire. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like one of those things where it's like, even if you are that type of person where you're going to nitpick just in general, like you can find something wrong with every human being. And I think it goes back to, like you can call it the 90-10 or the 80-20 or whatever. Like if I find somebody, of course, everybody has a list of what they're looking for their perfect mate or whatever. But if I find somebody that has the majority of that, and the 10% or the 20% that they don't have is not the lying, cheating asshole ones.
That might beat me up or whatever the case may be.
Right. Damn right. Then I'm going to be like, you got a lot going. Like, let's see what we can figure out.
Where he is at, exactly where the fuck he's at, and all that shit. Yeah. Damn right. That goes back to the 9 and 10, and I hate to slip back into fucking Wiltek voice. It's simple math, motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with you? He got 9 out of the 10 things you would want in a motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Oh. This was a great show, and I'd like to thank Darius, and I'd like to thank Lisa for being on the show for our first merger show, so to speak, Knights of Sound Table, and a new lease on life. We're going to be back next week. Well, we got a show. It's usually a bonus show, and then there's a regular scheduled show every single week. You guys need to check it out. Darius, you got anything you want to say to the people?
I want to say to the people that I'm tired as hell. No, on a serious note, though, I just want to tell everybody thank you once again for supporting the show. We really appreciate you and just glad you're listening. And if you get a chance, you got to check out Lisa's show. It's really good.
Thanks.
And yeah. Good night, people. Good night.
Okay. What do you got to say to the people, Lisa?
Yeah, pretty much the same. I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, I do like my show, but that's a whole different thing. But like, I just want to say it to mainly to you guys and, you know, to the rest of the cast and crew on your show. Like, I love it. Like, it gives me that, you know, a lot of times I listen to you guys when I'm on the treadmill or whatever. And it just, like, it makes me laugh out loud. People think I'm insane when I'm on the treadmill and I bust out laughing because Brian's inventing Ella Wash and that kind of stuff. But I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the effort that you're putting in. And for those of you guys, you know, and girls, whatever, out there listening, keep listening because it does an hour, 45 minutes or whatever it is. It kind of gives you that, you know, escape to just be like hanging out with the fellas. And for the ladies that are listening that haven't listened to all of them, it gives you a little insight into the mind of, you know, of guys. And it feels like you're sitting around the table smoking cigars and drinking whiskey and, you know, so support the shows. You know, thank you for listening to mine or to theirs and all of them.
I would like to say to the people, you guys are great. Keep supporting the show. Hope we can make you laugh. Hope we can make you think a little bit. Hope if things are not going great in your life, I hope we can just take your mind off of things and stuff for a little bit, you know, that 45 minutes or an hour. And just certainly appreciate you guys because we want to help you guys with laughter and, you know, and provoke thoughts about things and just let everybody know that we all are going through our own little journey in our life and there's ups and downs, but you know, we're all at the end of the day, we're all the same. So again, be kind to one another, show a little love tomorrow morning when you wake up to somebody, whether it's just opening the door or just giving a smile to somebody at the grocery store, but just be kind to everybody. It makes life for everybody a lot easier because we all have our little struggles along the way, but that's all I got.
I feel like I caught the Holy Ghost in that part.
Well, you know, you can call me THK from now on.
Oh, Lord.
But certainly had a good time. Again, I just appreciate everybody. I appreciate it, the co-hosts. I definitely appreciate Lisa's show. You guys need to check that show out, A New Lease on Life. You can find it on Spotify and all other media formats and stuff. It's a great show. Very, very inspirational. It's very easy. It's very relatable, whether if you're a female or a male. So you definitely got to check that out because I listen to it every week. And it always, I feel like she's telling me something through her story that I'm supposed to like kind of apply to myself. So I definitely appreciate her and her show. So that's all I got. So I'm out. We'll holla.